are in news. I'm John Scott. Britain's Prime Minister has met with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in London.
Keir Starmer welcomed President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of the UK's support for Ukraine, a day before a critical US-Russia summit is set to take place in Alaska. The two embraced warmly outside Starmer's offices at 10 Downing Street, without making any comments. An hour later, Starmer walked Zelensky back to his waiting car, and the two leaders shared another embrace. Both Zelensky and Europe leaders have worried the bilateral US-Russia meeting would leave them and their interests sidelined, and that any conclusions reached could favour Moscow and leave Ukraine and Europe future security in jeopardy. I'm Charles de Lefesma.
And in Texas, Travis County EMS Assistant Chief Kevin Parker says a school bus carrying elementary school students overturned Wednesday as they were headed home after the first day of school.
One has life-threatening injuries, two have potentially life-threatening injuries, and the remaining 40 have non-life-threatening injuries.
That audio courtesy of KVUE, the school bus was equipped with seatbelts. National Weather Service senior hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says it's possible that people in parts of the Bahamas, the U.S. East Coast, and Puerto Rico could eventually feel some of the effects of Aaron.
It's too early to tell what areas might or might not get impacted by Aaron. And people along the East Coast of the United States should at least keep an eye on it, even though at the moment the forecast track is still well offshore at day five.
Aaron forecast to become a hurricane on Friday. The average rate of a 30 U.S. mortgage is that at its lowest level now in 10 months. The average rate dropping to 6.58% from 6.63% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. Stocks are mixed. The Dow down 5 points. The S&P up one. This is SRN News. Texas about to have some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside a New York synagogue. Mufid Al-Qaeda was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and trying to tear down an Israeli flag while shouting Free Palestine. No one in the incident. Anti-Semitism has been surging all around the globe, and the United States has not been spared. This is SRN News. Experts say it's best to ease children back into a regular sleep routine with the start of a new school year.
A good night's sleep helps students stay focused and attentive in class. To get back on track, experts recommend setting earlier bedtimes a week or two before the first day of school or gradually going to bed 15 minutes earlier each night. Don't eat a heavy meal before bed or 2 hours before going to sleep. Parents can adjust based on what works best for their kids. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Some cottontail rabbits in Fort Collins, Colorado have been drawing attention because they have wart-like growths on their faces that look like horns. The rabbits are infected with the relatively common Shope papillomavirus. Rabbits' immune systems are able to fight the virus, and once they do, the growths will disappear. More details at srnnews.com.